congratulations on the win here. It was kind of an ugly first half. I know you probably weren't happy with your defense, but, boy, did they turn it on the second half on the defensive side. And how did you see tonight's game for you guys?
You know, we tried a couple of things that we haven't really done for a while. So I knew it probably wasn't going to be great, you know, right out of the chute. But, yeah. You know, I felt like, especially after halftime, we talked about a few different things. And I felt like the reason why we played better is because we were just smarter. And, you know, we don't need to get needless fouls, you know, and just be in the right position. But because of our defense, we got a lot of easy buckets.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys let it. You got off to it was kind of a interesting start. Nobody could score for the first 2 minutes. You got the first 10 points of the game, and then they would come back. And you guys would make the runs, but it seemed like every time Holcomb plays you guys, they make some runs, and they just try to keep it close.
Well, they're never going to go away. I mean, they want to win, too, and they're highly, highly aggressive. And I feel like they're well coached. I mean, they want to win, and they're not going to go away, and we understand that. Yeah. But, you know, we have to understand, just we need to have better possessions, because I feel like, especially in the first 2 minutes of the game, it was one pass and shoot, one pass and shoot. And that's not what we need to be doing. And I felt like second half, we understood that and had much better possessions.
Absolutely. Kind of had some foul trouble with Emily early on. Here comes Ella into the game, and she ends up being big spark for you guys again tonight with 6 points. And I thought she played about as good as she's had all year.
Yeah, you know, there were a couple of times that, you know, I needed her to be, you know, in the middle for our half-court trap, but then and so I couldn't be too mad at her because she wasn't there, but then she'd go down and score, and I was seeing her actually battling on the block, calling for the ball, and I've been begging her to do that all year. And so, you know, you do one thing wrong, but then you do something else great, and that's what we remember is the thing that you do well.
But the way, I mean, was this probably the second half, maybe some of your best defense that you played all year?
I think so. You know, we really, really hit it hard these last few days. And when I say we, I mean like one and a half of my team, because Wednesday only had half of us. So, you know, it just really shows how well, I mean, they listen, they want to do well, and they really bought into the game plan.
Well, you guys get the big victory, and I believe it seals the number one spot in the sub-state. Now with Colby win over Hugoton tonight, there's a three-way tie for league standings, and you have an opportunity to clinch at least a share on Tuesday night at Goodland.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Hopefully we just finish it out.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations. You get win number 17 on the year, Coach, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Adam.